humanitarian agencies across the globe, and all those offering assistance, both through emergency response and through long-term programs, have welcomed Pope Francis's urgent call to protect the most vulnerable and to build bridges. Amongst them, Graham Gordon, head of policy at CAFOD, who told Lydia O'Kane the Pope's message is a clear call to politicians not to shirk responsibility.
Well, I think it's a very timely message because the Pope is again clearly speaking into one of the great challenges of our times. And I think, again, it's interesting because it's quite a political message with a clear call to governments to step up their political will to deal with the issue of migration that we face now.
It is. It's more of an unusual message in the sense that he does really pinpoint. I mean, he pinpoints people of goodwill, but he does go for the political leaders as well, doesn't he?
That's right. And I think so. Again, as we've seen in Laudato Si, he goes for people of goodwill, but there's a very clear focus towards political leaders. And I think connected with the message and the 20 action points that have come out, it's very policy specific, which I think, again, is slightly unusual and welcome because it's really drawing on the experience of the Catholic Church globally around how the Church has welcomed and protected migrants and refugees, and using that basis to issue a very clear call to governments that we're not doing enough to deal with one of the crises of our times, what he calls a sign of our times.
Yes, he does pinpoint four verbs in this document. He talks about welcome, protect, promote and integrate. With regard to those, what particular points did you find actually interesting?
Well, I think the very clearly there's a strong sense of protecting, and again, protecting the most vulnerable people who are on the move. So we see many examples of children, so up to half of the people who are migrating from or who are refugees in some contexts are children who are under 18. And our experience with CAFOD, with the communities we work with in Lebanon or in Colombia, is that they are the people who often need the most protection. So to avoid arbitrary detention or to avoid detention based on the situation of their parents. And also those who are yet to be born, who, if they're born in refugee camps, may actually struggle to get a nationality. So a real focus on speaking for those who may struggle to speak for themselves in these situations.
I mean, we've seen the Pope in the past. One of the first things he did was to go to Lampedusa and see the migration crisis there. He also has taken it upon himself, this new dicastery.
That's right. I think this is clearly, migration is one of the issues that Pope Francis has decided he wants to define his papacy, and a very keen interest in this new dicastery. And I think Father Michael Czerny and Father Fabio Baggio, who head it up, are really doing great work around the world trying to mobilise governments to respond and trying to mobilise the Church to respond. So yes, I think, again, the Pope is looking at one of the issues where he sees there's a lack of political commitment, and seeing that he can play a role that nobody else has been able to so far.
What do you think a message like this will have on world leaders?
Well, I think it depends which world leaders you're speaking to. So, for example, many African world leaders, or African leaders like, say, in Kenya or in Uganda, who are really struggling to cope with the influx of refugees from neighbouring countries, I think we'll see it as very welcome because it's a call to the international community to step up their political and financial commitment to support people in transit, to support people who have been forcibly removed from their countries. Other countries, maybe like the US or some European countries, may see it as too much of a challenge or quite a challenge to them. But I'm very much hoping that they will see what the Pope is saying as needing to respond to an issue that really defines how we are as human beings, because it's really seeing how we define the humanity and how we respond to those who are really in situations of vulnerability, and how we can treat them as fellow human beings with all the rights and dignity of all human beings.
He talks about these global compacts on refugees and migrants. He really, it's a kind of a call to arms as well for kind of people of goodwill, but also believers, Christians, to help out in a sense, to help get them approved, as it were.
That's right. And these global compacts, one on migration and one on refugees that are due to be agreed next year at the United Nations, are really key. And they are really going to be done very quickly, because if you look at other global agreements like the Sustainable Development Goals or the Paris Climate Change Agreement, that was years of negotiations. And really, we've got less than 12 months now to deal with migration and refugees. So he really wants to inject a sense of urgency into getting clear agreement. And wanting to speak to governments, as well as you say, the church and other groups in society about how we can all respond together. And I think, interestingly, he calls it a global issue that needs a global response. And again, he's saying we can't just leave it to governments. But he's also saying, on the other side, we can't just leave it to the church and other civil society groups. Actually, we need to work in partnership again to tackle this issue.
So in a sense, to summarise, what he really is talking about is a shared response for all these parties, all these actors to play their part.
That's right. It's very clear shared response. It's a political response. It's also a financial response, but also a compassionate response. And I think just as in Laudato Si, he called us to look at our own impact on the environment, on the planet. He's looking in this, he's calling us to look at how we also interact with, as he calls, the stranger, how we interact with refugees and migrants who are maybe even living next door to us. And I think it's a very clear call to us as individual Christians, as parishes, but also as political actors.